The next patient is Mr. Melvin Edmondson. The last name is Edmondson. First name, Melvin. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old African-American male that has been on chronic hemodialysis, taking the treatment three times a week. The patient has been tolerating the case and tolerating the dialysis very well. He's managing the fluids well. The vascular access is under control. The main concern is the poor compliance with the phosphate binders, period. While the patient was in New York, he was on dialysis and he didn't have to take any phosphate binders, and he thinks that despite the fact that we emphasize the need to control the phosphorus, he says that he was never on any binders, and he forgets. Period. We even have talked to the wife regarding our major concern, and hopefully he will be able to change the attitude and take the medications and follow the diet as recommended. Period. In the review system, the patient is in good condition, denies the presence of any type of distress. There is no general malaise, fever, or shaking chills. In the cardiovascular, he denies the presence of chest pains, palpitations, or skipping beats. In the respiratory, no shortness of breath, cough, or sputum production. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. GU, the patient has residual function. Musculoskeletal unremarkable. To the physical examination, the blood pressure is 130 over 70, the respiratory rate is 16, the temperature is 97.9, and the pulse is 68. The head is nomocephalic without deformities or trauma. The eyes, normal conjunctiva, normal sclera, the mouth, well-papillated tongue, no esophageal infection, well mucosas, good dental hygiene. Neck is supple, no jugular vein distension. The thyroid is normal. The chest is normal in configuration. The lungs are clear to auscultation and percussion. The heart is regular and rhythm, no more monogallops. The abdomen is soft, depressible without rebound or guarding. The genitalia is with normal limits for the patient's age and sex. Extremities, the patient has a vascular access in the left arm. Faint pulses and no evidence of edema. Impression, number one, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. Number two, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Number three, persistent hyperphosphatemia. Patient has poor compliance with diet and medications. Following number, this patient for some reason has maintained adequate hemoglobin hematocrit, thus they need the administration of ESA. We are going to continue with the same approach.